Next on Radio 4, we join the Cheese Shop for their Christmas Eve comedy special. Whilst you're listening to this offering, it's worth remembering that the Brandy Butter Factor is only possible thanks to the unique way the BBC is funded, by you, the listener. So if it's crap, don't write in to complain, because ultimately it's your fault. But will you please shut up?
The Cheese Shop presents the Brandy Butter Factor from the BBC Radio Theatre, London.
Well, okay, I only really had a chance to skim read it, but, right, first she's going to say how delighted she is to be able to speak to us all once again. And
right.
Obviously, she says what a particularly traumatic year it's been.
Yes.
She's then going to make a pretty bawdy joke about the Duke of Edinburgh, comparing him to one of her horses.
Right.
As we know, she's quite a passionate horse racing fan.
Yeah.
She then moves on to the main thrust of her speech, which centres around the alleged incident in which the royal family were caught in bed together, smearing Angel Delight and poo on each other's private parts.
Right.
Obviously, quite a delicate issue. What the Queen says is that the allegations are completely and utterly true, and she loved it. Her only regret was that the Queen Mother was not well enough to be able to join the rest of the family on that occasion.
Shame.
The last part is all a bit of a blur. I thought I heard a noise. I had to leg it.
Right.
I remember a few words. Live yogurt. Hemorrhoids, that was spelt wrongly. Commonwealth Games, embarrassing waste of time.
Right.
Happy Christmas, obviously.
Obviously.
Corgis! Leg it!
Good evening, everyone. It's that time again when we turn on the famous Chippenham Christmas lights. This year we have lovely Christmas displays on every house and, of course, the magnificent 20-foot centrepiece fir tree, a gift from our twin town Obel in Siberia. All wired up with a dazzling array of fairy lights. I hope everyone's in a festive mood, because I'm afraid Pam Ayres has point-blank refused again to flip the switch for us. But instead, we are lucky enough to be joined by Radio 4's gardening expert, Mr. Jack Finsborough.
All right, green flippers.
What a pretty little town you have here. Unfortunately, I've got some bad news for you. There's no easy way of telling you this, but I'm afraid Chippenham's Christmas trees have been bewitched by voodoo magic.
But do not fear, my little ones, for I have studied the dark voodoo arts in my time. The high priest has started his voodoo drums, calling out the evil tree spirits. Zombies stalk the streets, turning cats into chickens, and vice versa. By the power of nitroglycerine and the intricate network of fairy lights crisscrossing the town, I will burn them off the face of the earth in a fireball hotter than the depth of hell itself! An almighty blaze to dazzle the entire universe!
It therefore gives me great pleasure to turn on the Chippenham Christmas lights.
Mayor, one of them bulbs must be loose. Can you tighten that blue one?
Righto!
That's the one! Oh, you can't beat a roaring fire at Christmas. Pam Ayres don't know what she's missing. Till next year, Green Thumbers, stay warm.
Hey. Child. How. Mmm. Yeah.
It's when I was a young boy.
When I was a young boy.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, forget it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hotel Stoat. This is where you'll be spending Christmas because you haven't got anyone who loves you. Now, we're all going to have a lot of fun this Christmas, but there are just a few points I'd like to make before we get down to festivities. Firstly, you'll find a full rule book in your room in the place where you'd normally expect to see a Gideon's Bible. Please read it. There's always some idiots who don't. Please do. It makes our lives easier. On the subject of which, I would ask you to bear one thing in mind. You're here because you haven't got anyone to share your Christmas with. The hotel staff, on the other hand, have got people to share their Christmas with. Friends, family, loved ones, sort of stuff you lot would know nothing about. They have given up their Christmas for you. So just bear that in mind, will you, as you're gobbling up your Brussels sprouts and roasted parsnips. There'll be no turkey, chef's allergic. Secondly, has anyone here bought a stocking with them to hang up on Christmas Eve? You have, sir. Why?
Well, I don't know, just in case.
Just in case what?
Just in case we needed one.
There's always one, isn't there, Graham?
Yes, Mr. Stout.
Listen, pal, do you know how many rooms there are in this hotel?
20?
No, you're completely wrong. There's 27. Do you really imagine that I or one of my staff is going to spend our Christmas Eve going round 27 darkened rooms, filling up a stocking in every one with presents and a couple of walnuts and a satsuma in our slippers, with cockroaches crawling all over the floors? If you do, then you're miles off. You might as well stick your head in the trouser press.
Right.
Actually, don't. We're not insured. Finally, and this isn't easy to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. Personally, I find the sound of human laughter intensely irritating. It's a noise that goes right through me. I know I can't stamp it out altogether. I know that for some people, laughter is a joyous release from the private hell going on inside their heads. But if you are one of those sad, pathetic individuals who need laughter in their lives, all I would say is, it doesn't last, does it? Laughter has to stop. And when it does, you're no better off, are you? So I do hope you enjoy the festive season with us here at Hotel Stoat. At 7:30 this evening, we'll be serving mulled wine and one mince pie per person in the hotel foyer. No milling, please. But in the meantime, it's back up to your rooms. Come on, shoo! Oh, and remember to leave all sharp objects and potential weapons with Graham at reception. There's always some idiot who thinks it's terribly funny to make an attempt on my life. Happy Christmas.
Welcome to the Wild Arts Centre, Bracknell. In this evening's performance of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, starring TV gladiator... Hunter. Regrettably, the role of the Seven Dwarfs will not be played by stars of the Bracknell Bees ice hockey team, due to an unexpectedly good Heineken Cup run. Instead, the role of the Dwarfs will be played tonight by the Winnersh Amateur Operatic Society. We hope this doesn't affect your enjoyment of tonight's performance. Thank you.
You've got to wish yourself luck and hit the puck when you're an ice hockey dwarf.
All right, mate, where are you going?
Hamlet's, please, and if you can beat the Christmas rush, I'll give you an extra pound.
Righto.
Hang on, who's your mate?
He's my navigator.
All right, mate, you want a helmet?
What?
Well, it's your decision, but I'd certainly put your seatbelt on if I were you.
Actually, I like walk, so...
Oh, go, 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 go!
Oh, man. Oh. Sorry about that, mate. Oh. I'll tell you what, don't worry about the extra quid, eh?
Well? Okay, Phil Tufnell, knighthood.
Right.
Let's think, who else? The posh one from Birds of a Feather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she gets a CBE.
Okay, anyone else?
I only had a minute in there. Hold on, Kelly from Eternal, she gets a George Cross for bravery. Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein?
Yeah, it's only an MBE, it's nothing big. Rose West gets Knight of the Garter. No, Thistle.
Are you sure about this?
No, could be Garter. As I say, it was only a first draft. Some of the details might change.
Beefeaters! Leg it!
Welcome to the Civic Theatre, Chelmsford. We regret to inform you that in tonight's Christmas presentation of The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, The role of wardrobe will not be played by the TARDIS, but by a phone box out of Biker Grove. We hope this doesn't affect your enjoyment of tonight's performance, which still features TV gladiator... Saracen. Thank you.
Good evening. I'm Professor Dudley Dower. No, I am. And welcome to the Christmas edition of Crisis Point, the show that attempts to resolve philosophical dilemmas through empirical investigation. Tonight, we finally stop mucking about with theoretical minutiae and try to crack the big one. Is there a God? Ah, that's got you listening, hasn't it? Okay. Of course, the existence of God has been rather a knotty problem for several millennia. Tonight, however, I'm feeling lucky. Okay, here's my plan. I intend to asphyxiate my researcher stroke incidental musician, Richard, until he's all but dead.
What?
Then I shall revive him. And after giving him a couple of seconds to get his breath back, ask him if he's seen or maybe even met the Lord. Well, here goes then, and best of luck, young man. We're all counting on you. Come on, Richard, stop breathing, you fool! Resistance is useless! Come on, Richard! Yeah. Aha! Richard is now unconscious, and it's here that I must be terribly careful. But if I can just deny him oxygen for a few more seconds, we might be onto something. Crikey me! That's it! Go towards the light, Richard, old friend! Oh, this is extraordinary! I think we can be pretty certain that Richard is currently seeing things which no other living person has ever seen, with the possible exception of former Grateful Dead frontman Jerry Garcia and a couple of the Mary Braxtons. Oh, crumbs! My dwelling on a psychedelic past has put Richard in grave danger! I'd better bring him back from the abyss. Clear! Yes, he's coming back, One more to do it. Clear! And he's back with us. Okay, take it easy, Richard. Take it easy. Right, what was it like?
Sandals.
Oh, blast! Blasted, I thought this might happen. Richard has been so traumatised by his experience that he's only able to say the word sandals. This, I suppose, is quite interesting in itself, but doesn't really help us determine whether or not God exists. What a shame. But still, I think we've learned something tonight, and that is that it's a very bad idea to meddle with forces we can't possibly begin to understand. Good night.
Welcome to the Alhambra Playhouse, Bradford. We regret to inform you that in tonight's Christmas presentation of Cinderella, the role of the ugly sisters will be played by Live and Kicking's Men in Trousers. We hope this won't affect your enjoyment of tonight's performance, which still features the referee out of TV's Gladiators. Thank you.
All right, OK, well, that means we're about halfway through the show, so it's time for our religious friends to leave us and make their way to Midnight Mass. Have a nice time. We'll see you in the new year. Bye.
Cheerio. Bye. See you. Bye.
Have they gone?
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, that means we have passed the Christmas Eve watershed. Let there be swearing.
Twat!
Welcome back to the full-strength coffee morning. Where we're discussing the big question, plastic Christmas trees, yay or nay? And where we've been drinking great big mugs of espresso all morning. Gordon!
What?
Yeah. Just before we went live again, you said something quite interesting. I wonder if you could, repeat it for us.
Yeah, I just told Jez that he could shove it up his arse.
You really have drunk a lot of coffee this morning.
12 mugs and counting.
Yeah, it was actually what you said after that that I'm interested in. You said something about it being the feeling behind the tree and not the tree itself that's important.
Which is bollocks.
Yeah. I'll come to you in a second, Dave. Gordon.
I don't remember what I said. Look, can I get a refill over here?
Can I get a refill over here?
Yeah, okay, Dave. Okay, calm down. Enjoy your coffee.
Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your coffee.
Great, okay. Jez. Jez, you've been sitting there very quietly in thought. Have you cracked the big tree question?
No, I've been trying to decide which one of you f***s I'm going to punch first.
Make it me, big man. Come on, make my money.
Well, as you can see, the jury's very much undecided on their plastic tree verdict. My thanks to my guests, Dave.
Yeah, bollocks.
Jez.
Your mum.
Is here, Jez. Thanks. Gordon, how about some coffee before we finish?
I'm Bob, 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 Butcher the Baker.
I'm Bob, 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 Baker the Butcher.
If you're looking for a treat, we're the blokes
with cakes
and meat. Bob, 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 Baker the Butcher.
It's time to get better with a Christmas letter on Hospital Radio.
Well, it's Christmas Day. Glad tidings from everyone here at Ill FM. First, a few messages from your nearest and dearest. Alan in Ward 5, Mum and Dad say, Happy Christmas and get well soon. And to Peter in Ward 3, Mary says, Happy Christmas and get well soon. It's a big happy Christmas and get well soon. To little Sarah in Pediatrics from your cousin. And hey, Mickey in the Bluebell Ward, Jeff says, Happy Christmas and get well soon. And to Graham in the morgue, Happy Christmas.
Ooh, a letter. Go fetch Walnut. Thank you, Walnut. Darling, it's Peter and Eleanor's Christmas circular. I told you we should have sent ours out by now. Oh, hello. Peter's written it this year.
Dear, dear friends, hope you are well. Myself and Eleanor have had an interesting year. There's just no time to write to you all. How quickly the year has gone. Well, here's what's been going on.
Laura's just started at the local comp. She hasn't got much spare time, the baby is doing fine. As for Martin, well, we don't see him much. And that's how it's gonna stay as long as he claims he's gay. Remember my father? Well, he's still going strong. The pacemaker suits him fine, it helps him to sing in time. Grandma had her hip replaced in the spring. It seemed to go swimmingly, she died during surgery. A happy Christmas from all of our family. Although we haven't spoken for 6 years, apparently we must all meet up. The sooner the better. Then I can stop writing these poxy newsletters.
Eleanor's sister sadly passed away. She'd spent her life on the shelf, and that's why she topped herself. Poor old cousin Leonard, he's still on the dole. But good news from Uncle Ralph, he no longer soils himself.
Eleanor and I hit quite a rocky patch. She had a hysterectomy and I had my secretary. The business collapsed, the receiver called in. Blood pressure off the scale, the house is now up for sale. A happy Christmas from a one-person family. The divorce will be through by the middle of January. If you've got a spare sofa or futon, even better, then please let me know in your yearly newsletter.
Blimey. Darling, cross Peter off the newsletter list, will you?
Happy Christmas.
Boxing Day morning, and all around the house, no one was stirring except me.
I'm not a mouse, you idiots!
I was up drinking all night and I forgot to go to bed.
Oh, home at Christmas. Now, you can say what you like about Daddy, but he does have a magical drinks cabinet. A more of a walk-in wardrobe, really. Some very emotional scenes last night. For Christmas, I bought Daddy some gin, and he bought me... Oh, gin, you remembered. Soon the bottles were empty. You must understand, it wasn't binge drinking. At least one of us drank from a glass. Luckily, the drinks cabinet is bottomless. Like despair. You know, they call gin mother's ruin. Well, I tell you, it buggers up blokes as well. We both decided that next year we'd go easy on the drink. I was explaining how I'd really like to go to bed one night with a clear head so I can do that thing where you get up in the morning. That'd be nice. Daddy was explaining that he'd like to go to bed just once with both legs of his trousers off. That reminds me, I have to let the dog out. Tequila, our pet dog. So-called because she's a bitch. And it's the funniest thing. She wears trousers. Some of my old short ones from when I was at school. It's because she's incontinent. The trousers hold her nappy on and afford her a shred of dignity when it comes to walkie time. My fault, I suppose. As a child, I was rather fond of cider. And I thought it only fair my little puppy friend shared in the fun. Soon the bladder started giving way without warning. And youthful exuberance made way for morose whining and scratching of doors in the night. As for the dog, she became incontinent years later in an entirely unrelated incident. Chin chin.
You ready this time, are you?
Yeah. A boom, 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 boom. A boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom, boom. Boom. Hey.
Yeah, all right, I'll get a taxi.
On your left now, you'll see we're passing the old opera house. Some people say it's haunted. Ooh! We're now turning right into Pheasant Street, the home of the world famous... Hang on, we should have turned right. Bob, you've turned left, you damn fool. We now seem to be, speeding down towards the, Brunswick Industrial Estate. No, don't photograph that, it's not interesting. Right in front of us, you can see an extremely low overhead bridge. If you look to the left-hand side of the road, you will see the remains of the top deck of our bus. No photos, please. And straight ahead, you can just about see Bob driving what's left of the bus into the Regency Canal. If you can manage to look directly above us, you'll see a number of yourselves still clinging to the bridge. If you look down, you'll see what's left of me looking up at you dangling from the bridge. No, don't let go! Sorry, no refunds.
Well, this is nice, isn't it?
What say we open the presents?
Not till Marjorie gets here.
Yes, of course, sir. Well, all right, why don't we eat?
Not till Marjorie gets here.
I'm sure she wouldn't mind, Father. We can keep a plate warm for her.
Not till Marjorie gets here.
What about some nibbles?
Not till Marjorie gets here.
Right. You know, I'm not sure whether Marjorie will be coming this year. There may be a very good reason why she can't make it.
She'll be here. It's only half two.
It's half two in the morning. Look, it's Christmas. We're supposed to be enjoying ourselves. Why don't we, I don't know, play a game?
All right. Let's play guessing what time Marjorie gets here.
All right. You go first.
Not till Marjorie gets here.
Right.
Listen, I've had the most splendid time. But perhaps I ought to be going.
Righto, old chap. You're safe to drive.
Of course, I'm safe to drive. I haven't had a drop to drink all day. Thank you so much for having me. Goodbye, Mr. Cole. I'm off now.
Not till Marjorie gets here.
What?
You can't go till Marjorie gets here.
What the?
Dad, put the knife down.
Not till Marjorie gets here.
Dad, Marjorie can't make it this year.
She'll be here.
For God's sake, Dad, Marjorie's dead.
Dead?
You stabbed her last Christmas.
Did I?
Yes, because she opened a cracker before Simon had got here.
That's the point. Where is Simon?
If you look to the left now, you'll see we're passing the library. Bob, that's not on the tour. I'm into the hospital.
Try and keep calm, sir. We're at the hospital now.
Above us, you can make out strip lights. On the right, we're now passing the Bluebell ward. Bob, what are you doing? You can't drive into a hospital. It's not on the official tour. The bus is too big. And into casualty. Sorry, no refunds.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to Buckham's Hotel.
Hi, you haven't got a room for two for the night, have you?
Certainly, sir.
Oh, at last.
Mary, good news, they've got a room.
My wife's there, just outside guarding the suitcases.
Sorry, did you say Mary?
Yes, my wife's called Mary, and here we are traipsing around hotels on Christmas Eve. Has been slightly embarrassing.
Well, we can give you number 16. What name is it?
Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph what?
Carpenter.
Carpenter?
Yes, I'm Joseph T. Carpenter, and my wife is Mary, and yes, she is pregnant, all right? It's a coincidence, nothing more. Look, we've been on the road all day, we're both absolutely exhausted, so if we could just get into that room?
I'm afraid we don't have a stable, sir. What we do have is a sort of shed out the back.
No, we want a room.
Oh, come on, sir. The shed would be much more suitable. I'm sure I could find some straw from somewhere.
I knew this would happen. Look, we're just an ordinary couple who want a room for the night and somewhere they can park their donkey.
Their donkey?
Yes, donkey. We rode into town on a donkey, all right?
And how big is this donkey?
It's little. It's a little donkey. Now, could I please have the keys?
Excuse me a second, Joseph. Yes, sir?
Three singles, mate. We have got reservations.
Fine. Name, please?
King. We're all kings. Three kings. We're brothers.
Come to pay your respects?
No. We're in town for the footy. We follow the Orient everywhere, don't we, lads?
Hey!
I don't believe it. Crying out loud.
Oh, hello, Mr. Shepherd, room 9. I just thought I'd let you know, someone's left a big light on in the car park.
You won't believe it.
You've got cattle lowing all over your front.
I'm going to have to call the local newspapers. Nobody move.
Look, that's it. Unless you give me the room right now, I'm going somewhere else.
Joseph, I'm giving birth. Blimey, that was easy. Oh, look, it's a boy. Can we call it Jesus, please?
Yes, all right, then.
Hey! It's only because we like the name.
Right, that's it. I want to talk to the manager.
Fair enough, sir. I'll just get him for you.
Mr. Herod!
All right, forget it. We'll take the shed.
The Brandy Butter Factor was written and performed by The Cheese Shop, who are Gerard Foster, Dave Lamb, Gordon Southern, Tim Verinder, Ben Ward and Richard Webb. The broadcast assistant was Dawn Ellis, and the producer was Adam Tandy.
If you look straight ahead, you'll see a circle of light towards which I'm being drawn. This isn't on the official tour, Bob. Sorry, no refunds.